Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Barb Hohleiter and Donna Chant, who are with the Munster Parks Department. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
Hi. This is called the Grape Escape, this event that's coming up.
Yes.
And when is it going to take place?
It's taking place on Saturday, July 15th.
Okay. And I have to shamefully admit that I've never attended the Grape Escape. What have I been missing?
Well, I hope that changes this year.
Yes, I do too. I'll actually be in town, I know, too, so there will be no excuse for it.
Well, the Grape Escape started in 2010, so this is our seventh year running it. Originally, we had three wineries. It has grown. Right now, we have four confirmed. It's lots of fun. There's lots of things going on, from concerts, bands all day, to winery tastings, beer.
Mm-hmm. What are the hours for the event?
The event is from 12 noon until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, nice long stretch.
Yes.
With all kinds of activities.
Yes.
All these activities going on. And people can sample the wines, I assume.
Yes. We have four wineries right now. Cedar Creek Winery, Buck Creek Winery, Easley Winery, and Windy Ridge Vineyard and Winery. And each winery offers 1 ounce tastings of all their different wines. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, you can buy a bottle of wine. You do have to take that to your car. Mm-hmm. You can buy glasses of wine that you can drink during the concerts.
Mm-hmm. That sounds blissful.
It's very nice. We go all out. We have tables that are covered in nice grape-colored purple tablecloths. And we have chairs and tables out. It's very nice. There's also bench seating. And you can bring your own chairs if you'd like.
Do people bring blankets and sit on the ground and
they sure do
that kind of thing?
They sure do.
And you have food available?
Yes, we have food trucks.
Oh, I love food trucks. That's such a cool trend.
It is.
Yeah, that's neat. So tell us a little bit about the bands.
Well, we'll be starting off the day at 1 o'clock with David Alamillo, who is a local acoustic soloist. He performs Americana and folk music. Mm-hmm. And then at 3:30, we have a six-piece band called Metropoli, and they play a variety of music genres. And at 6 p.m., our featured performer is Piano Man, and he does an Elton John, Billy Joel tribute.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. Oh, I should find out more about him. Maybe he could perform with the Northwest Indiana Symphony sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I love those kind of cover artists who do that sort of thing with symphony in symphony settings. That's people really like it too.
Mm-hmm. They're very talented.
Have you and anybody else?
No, just those three.
And have you had those performers before in years past?
No, they're actually all new.
Really?
This year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find Piano Man?
We go to a music showcase every year in Illinois, and they offer a variety of 5-minute shows by different performers, and then they have a vendor show at the end, and you can meet all the performers and go talk to the people that you saw and visit with other people. So that's where we do get a majority of our bands from.
So is this a family event, or because of the wine, I'm asking?
Right. This is kind of unique for us because most of the Munster Parks programs are geared toward families and kids, but this is definitely 21 and older.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, because I was sitting here thinking, if I were a listener, I would be wondering that. You know, who all can I bring with me? Well, that's good, though, because, as you say, you already do so much for families, and the park, that whole stretch of this is at Centennial Park.
Yes,
I assumed. Yes,
right.
And there is a family, alternative or option, because this year we're partnering with the Fetching Market.
Oh, right.
And they're going to bring about 100 vendors, antique, vintage, retro vendors. That starts at 10 o'clock at Centennial Park.
Mm.
And so families can come to that, of course, and shop and, you know, browse and eat food.
And does that go on all day, too?
It goes on till 6 o'clock.
It's going on at the same time, and it's adjacent to the Grape Escape.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun to do those things. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been to one of those fetching markets yet, but I really want to. I like antiques and vintage stuff. So, sorry. I just got a text. Silence your phones. Well, that does kind of bring us to an end of our time together. But thank you for being here, ladies, to tell us about the Grape Escape and also the fetching market, for that matter. Yeah. And I wish you a good event, and I plan to be there.
Good. That would be great.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.
Cheers. Mm-hmm.